Hi, and welcome to the security channel of Network Computing. This is Kurt Franklin, Senior Technology Editor. And the thing that I want to spend a few minutes talking about right now is how much we care about security. Actually, how much we don't care about security, because a lot of the news lately has been full of incidents that convince me that we simply don't care about security enough. Now, saying that we don't care enough about security might seem a very normal thing for someone in charge of a security channel to say. But I don't mean that we're not spending enough time and money on security. We're spending lots of money. We're spending lots of time. But stay with me. And I think you'll see that all the money that we're spending, all the effort we're putting into it, still isn't showing the kind of corporate concern that we need to be showing towards security. The news the past week or so has been filled with companies admitting to major breaches in their security, from LexisNexis talking about the extent of a recent break-in that they had, exposing many, many more records to scrutiny than they had previously announced, to the GM MasterCard breach, where they are now letting customers know that their personal information might have been compromised. The list just goes on and on. We've seen again and again cases of personal information being exposed to scrutiny from those outside the organization. Now, why is this happening? Well, in some cases, it's bad programming. That's an issue that we can deal with. In practically no instances has it been a breakdown in any of the security infrastructure that we normally think of being put in place. Firewalls are holding, policies are holding, IPS is letting people know eventually what's going on. The problem more and more often is that the individuals who work for the organization have not paid attention to the basic rules that we think should be in place and have allowed an intrusion to occur. That's really where we're seeing the issue of not caring enough about security come to a head. Think with me for a minute back to the days when, for example, sexual harassment was first hitting the news, was first becoming an issue for litigation. All of a sudden, companies were paying real attention to sexual harassment issues. There were policies put forth. People had to go through training classes. There was regular reinforcement of the lessons that were being taught in the classes. And there was a steady drumbeat of information going out about how people should report incidents. The message got out. People took it more seriously. Things changed. To a certain extent, a similar pattern happened after some of the financial scandals that we saw in the 1990s. Companies were forced to become more accountable. There were classes in corporate ethics, and many companies were forced to deal with this on a more pervasive basis, with employees from top all the way down to the bottom being taught that ethics, that high accounting standards, and that a sense of true accountability to the owners of the business and, yes, to the customers were critical. Well, the time has come for us to begin to move security into that same realm. When we talk about security with our employees, all too often what we're really talking about is inflicting security on them through topics like strong passwords that are difficult to remember, onerous procedures or policies. What we should be doing instead is enlisting their aid in security, getting them to internalize the message that keeping customer records secure, keeping corporate information secure, is as important to their job as serving the customer in the first place. We know that it's as important to the customers, whether they be healthcare customers or financial customers or simply retail customers. Their information is important to them, and it should be important to every employee of our organization. We're not doing enough training of our employees on security issues. We're not helping them understand how the simple actions that seem like they make the day go a little bit faster can have significant security impacts. We're not teaching them to make the call to check on someone's right to have access, to make the call to certify someone's authority to access information. Until we get serious about moving the message of security out of the management group and into every office and cubicle and kiosk within the organization, we're going to keep seeing a repeat of the sorts of incidents we've had over the past couple of weeks, where companies are left to apologize, to send letters warning customers of loss of data, and ultimately to answer to regulators and individual attorneys. Take security seriously. Talk to your management about making education a part of your total security system, and I guarantee that the results down the line will be more effective security that is supported throughout the organization. I hope you're having a secure day. I hope you'll come back to the Security Channel. This is Kurt Franklin for Network Computing.